brothers. From the last time we met here, the world is a very, very different place, you know. In this few weeks, many, many things have happened in the world that has changed our lives drastically. Big changes have taken place in our lives. And today, today, do not want to speak about all the politics and all the deception, the lies, the different organizations, the rest of it. But what I wish to speak about is certain aspects of Quran that we can perhaps relate to in our current situation. Alhamdulillah, all of us for many, many years, we were reading Quran, we were reading a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our ulama were explaining to us the Quran Sharif, the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. And to be honest with you, many times these ayat of Quran that we had read, or these ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam which we have read, we may have seen the tafsir of the ayat, the mufassirin and commentators on Quran would have explained to us the ayat, the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the commentators would have explained to us the hadith. But honestly, sometimes certain ahadith we could not relate to, we could not probably grasp, understand it completely. But subhanAllah, we now come to that time where many, many ayat of the Quran and many, many ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam have become easier to understand. We are able to relate to it in a better way. We are able to understand it much more clearly now. There are many, many ayat of Quran. So, looking at our situation, we find that Allah Ta'ala in Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks to us many, many places. One of the main themes of the Quran Sharif is the issue of the lives of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. And Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Sharif that the lives of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, Allah has explained it to us in Quran Sharif so that we can take a lesson. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There are great lessons in the lives of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. For what? For people, lessons for people who have the intelligence, the proper understanding, to take lessons from the life of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Also Allah Ta'ala says that whatever stories of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ رُسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. The purpose of relating the different stories of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam in the Quran is to strengthen our hearts, give us confidence, give us motivation to keep us going. So Allah Ta'ala in the seventh para, Allah Ta'ala in the beginning of the third quarter of the seventh para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us no particular Nabi, but as a whole, Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, the Anbiya that have come to people, Allah Ta'ala says that certainly we send Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam to the people. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says the Anbiya came, and this Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, they preached to the people. You see, there were three phases in the da'wat of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, the reaction of the people, and the final outcome. There were three stages. First was the da'wat, Allah Ta'ala sending the messenger, and then it was the reaction of the people to the messenger and the message, and then finally it was the outcome, the decision made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, we sent Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam to the people. And we understand that whatever happened in the past, amongst the Anbiya of the past, Allah Ta'ala did not relate it to us as a mere fable, a mere story, something exciting, something for us to read and enjoy. But rather Allah Ta'ala sent it as a lesson. And whatever was befitting and or held true for the Anbiya of the past, it also holds true for us. Whatever was fitting for the nations of the past, it also fits for us. So Allah Ta'ala says that I sent Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala sent them, and then different conditions came about. Hardship, difficulty, trial, tribulation came about. Allah brought about after these people had denied that Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala sent, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun. When Fir'aun, Allah Ta'ala sent different kinds of calamities, difficulties, hardship. Likewise, the people of Makkah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to them and he gave them his message, the first stage giving them the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they denied. And Allah Ta'ala put them through different tests, be it famine, be it hardship, starvation. All is there in the hadith, in the Quran, Sharif, Allah speaks of it. Allah Ta'ala put them through difficulties. But this difficulty that Allah Ta'ala put them through was not the azab, was not really the punishment of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Azab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is when people are destroyed upon the disbelief and the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is azab, that is punishment. When Allah brings about difficulties and Allah does not take your life, then that is a mercy from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah does not punish you, Allah does not destroy you, but rather puts you through difficulties. This is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah says the difficulties, the calamities, the hardships that come is because of our own evil deeds. Our rejection, our denial, our not acting upon the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. This is the reason for these difficulties to come. But Allah says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. I put them through this difficulty. I do not annihilate them, destroy them once. But rather, I put them through this difficulty so that they may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Same topic in this ayat of the seventh para. Allah says, we seize them with difficulties, hardships, calamities. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. So that they now may turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is the first stage is the message of the Anbiya. And we in our case is the message of the Ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the message of Quran Sharif. When it came to us for so many long years, the Quran was there, the teaching was there, our ulama, our pious people were preaching to us, telling us, give up this, give up that, give up the haram, give up the other wrongs that we were speaking on. Normally on a Jummah platform, I would not speak maybe so openly. We don't know the crowd at that time there, so we have to maybe manage our words. But now, alhamdulillah, all of us, I know them here, so I understand what kind of thinking we have to. So inshallah, a bit more open I will be today, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala sent us this message that that we have to give up this haram. So our continuing with riba, one of the main reasons for these difficulties, my dear brothers and elders, is riba, haram wealth, not fulfilling the rights of people, not paying our zakat, our monetary lives, our financial lives, doing down people, cheating in business. This is the one that ask the ulama, ask the pious people, they can see a direct connection between these kind of calamities that we go through and our involvement in haram wealth and haram business and riba and the rest of it. So when we denied Quran Sharif, the message came through Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the Quran Sharif, the first stage. And then the second stage was our reaction to Quran and Hadith. So we did not act upon Quran and Hadith. We turned a blind eye towards Quran and Hadith. We continued in riba. And so many long years, Allah Ta'ala gave us the chance. We were thinking everything is fine. I'm doing this haram. I'm involved in this kind of haram, that kind of wrong. And nothing is happening. So I'll go on, go on, go on. So Allah Ta'ala sent the calamity. So this is the second stage where we go through this calamity now sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, in the future, what is the outcome will depend strongly upon how we behave now. Our reaction to Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam brings about conditions. And in these conditions, the way we behave, the way we carry ourselves, what we do moving forward will really determine what will be our final outcome. So Allah Ta'ala says, when Anbiya alayhi musallam came, the people denied, I sent upon them calamities, difficulties, hardship to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But falamma nasu ma dhukiru bihi. But Allah Ta'ala says, when this reminder came to them, these calamities came as a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people forgot. They came out of that calamity, that hardship, that phase of difficulty passed, and then people forgot the hardship they went through. The difficulties they went through at the time of difficulty may have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, implored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as Allah Ta'ala removed that difficulty, people went back to haram and went back to the wrong, thinking it is all over, the trouble is over, the worry is over, the difficulty is over, the hardship is over. So people go back to their evil ways. And when after these difficulties come, and people go back to the old ways, then my dear brothers, then we are asking for very, very big trouble. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, when they forgot the reminder sent to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, we gave them more ease, we open up everything for them. So people think now that everything is fine again, everything is back to normal again. And then Allah Ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ Allah Ta'ala says, and then when they were rejoicing, happy, the difficulty has passed, everything has come back to normal, we are fine again, everything is back to normal, everything is good again, everything is hunky-dory again. All of a sudden, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً All of a sudden, Allah Ta'ala sees them. My dear brothers, we have seen now what is all of a sudden. Oh, literally overnight in our lives, everything has changed. Everything has changed. The freedom we had to practice upon our deen, the freedom for us to do our business, the freedom for us to interact with one another. Overnight, literally, this was snatched away from us and there was absolutely nothing we could do about it. Absolutely nothing we could do about it. Baghta, that's the meaning of baghta. Allah Ta'ala says, all of a sudden, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ Allah Ta'ala, then people are gobsmacked, shocked. Don't know what's happening. We were all initially shocked. What is happening? We don't know what is happening. Which way to turn, what to do, what to react. We had absolutely no idea. Allah Ta'ala says, if after this reminder comes to you, and still you fail to take the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the final stage will come. First stage, the da'wat of Quran, of ahadith, the talks of our ulama. That's the first stage. When we ignore that, Allah ta'ala brings about these kind of difficulties. This is not the final adab. This is in a way, it's a mercy from Allah ta'ala, a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the stage, if Allah ta'ala has to take us out of the stage, inshallah he will, then how we behave? Do we go back to our old way of life? Do we go back to our old ways? If we will do that, then we have nothing to do but wait for the final stage. فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا Allah Ta'ala says, we seized them, and then they were totally annihilated. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Our actions, it did not affect Allah Ta'ala in any way. Us doing good does not make Allah Ta'ala happy. Allah is shakur, Allah appreciates good actions. But it's not make Allah Ta'ala happy. And us doing evil, it does not harm Allah Ta'ala anyway. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether people are doing good, people are doing bad. Whether Allah Ta'ala brings about good times, Allah Ta'ala brings about bad times. Where Allah Ta'ala saves people, Allah Ta'ala destroys people. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is the one who is worthy of praise. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, we are going through these middle stages at the moment. Let us make the right decisions right now. Let us make sulah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us a lot of opportunity for many, many years. One small calamity, the xenophobia and the change of governments and the different kind of changes taking place in the ruling party and the different kinds of efforts that the kuffar and the enemies of Islam have made upon us. Different tests Allah Ta'ala brought. And Allah Ta'ala saved us from that. And Allah Ta'ala brought about this difficult test now. And if we do not take heed of this difficult test, my dear brothers, then we have to await nothing but for Allah Ta'ala to send about his final decision, which will bring about so much of worry, so much of difficulty that we cannot even explain. So my dear brothers, moving forward, what we should be doing is, number one, make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always hear about tawbah. We have to take it seriously in tawbah. Tawbah means not to say astaghfirullah, just from our mouths, but really from our hearts. Make a sincere tawbah, a sincere repentance. We have to cry. If we are sincere in what we are, if we are sincere and we really want us to prosper in the future and for our generations to be safe and secure, then we have to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, make a clear intention that, oh Allah, we are going through this difficulty, we concede and we accept our wrong. And oh Allah, moving forward, we make a firm intention that we will not commit any sins. And we will give up all the wrong that we were doing. And if we have to slip up, Allah, we are weak, if we have to slip up, we promise you, Allah, that we will try our hardest to once again stand up and come out from the sin and make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing, my dear brothers, we have to try to condition our minds and condition our hearts. There's a lot happening in our country and worldwide, politically and from other angles as well. There's a lot of things happening. The one hadith we read in Muslim Sharif, subhanAllah, this is again what I'm telling you, we were reading a hadith for many, many years, but suddenly this hadith began to make so much more sense. This one hadith, I read it, studied it, but we didn't properly understand it. But now, what all was happening, it may become so much clearer now. In hadith of Muslim Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah ta'ala will bring about fitnas. Fitna is a test, a trial, a tribulation. Today when our deen is suffering, our livelihoods are suffering, and so many angles of our lives are suffering, then of course there's a tribulation, it's a fitna. If this is not a fitna, then I don't know what is a fitna. This is differently, I try the tribulation sent them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another says that I will send about fitna into this world. And when fitna comes about, there'll be two kinds of hearts. Those people who, when they see the fitna, the trial, the tribulation, the difficulty, then their hearts will reject it. Their hearts will reject it. And when their hearts will reject this fitna, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a bright spot, a white spot to come onto that heart. And you will have another heart, hearts of other people, who when the fitna comes, the trial, the tribulation, wholeheartedly they will gobble up this fitna and they will accept everything they are being fed. They would eat up everything that they are being fed, every single thing they'll be. And Allah says every time this fitna comes and they gobble up this fitna, their hearts, a black spot will be placed on their hearts. Until this will continue, fitna, 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 fitna. Some hearts will reject it, and some hearts will accept it. Allah says a time will come where human beings will be only two kinds of hearts. Those hearts that are absolutely bright, white, shiny. And those hearts will not be affected by any fitna thereafter, whether it be the fitna of Dajjal, or whether it be the fitna of the many other liars and deceptive people who will come. They will not be deceived by them. Their hearts are bright, their hearts are shiny. Their hearts can make out and decipher and sift out the fitna, the trials, the tribulation, what is good and what is bad. And other people, their hearts will accept the fitna. Each fitna comes, their heart will accept it, until their hearts become blackened. And then that heart, there is no hope left for it. Every good that will come to it, Allah Ta'ala will present good to that heart. And the heart will not be prepared to accept the good. The only thing the heart would accept is evil and the munkar. So my dear, we have to check our minds and check our hearts. How the way we think. Unfortunately, Allah has unmasked many people. And Allah Ta'ala has shown us. His Quran, read, I have no time to go into it, but read the first page of Surah An-Kabut. Allah Ta'ala says that, read the first page. Allah Ta'ala says, I will try you. Read the translation of it. I will try you. And Allah Ta'ala, when He tries you, Allah Ta'ala will make out, Allah Ta'ala will make out who is a true believer and who is lying in his belief. And he's saying that I am a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will make out the two kinds of people. So my dear brothers, we have to get our minds. The way we live in this world, unfortunately, for many, many years, we lived under a certain non-Muslim government. Through to our weaknesses, our lack of effort, Allah Ta'ala subjugated our bodies to a non-Muslim government. But slowly the time is coming where even our minds are being polluted and our minds are even bowing down and becoming subservient to a non-Muslim rule. So although we may be living in this kind of condition, we have to condition our minds and condition our hearts and understand that one is what these people are telling us and what our deen is telling us. Our yaqeen, our tawakkul is only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our deen comes first. Everything else is secondary. Our deen comes first. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala remove us from this difficulty very, very quickly. Very, very sad. Allah Ta'ala open up our masajid, my dear brothers. Not only this closure of the masjids and the darul ulooms and the work of dawat and tabligh and our marakis. It's not only a sad thing, but it's also a very, very scary thing. Because in all these places, how much good a'mal takes place. And now all of a sudden, all at once, not only in this country, but worldwide, all of this has been shut down. See, alhamdulillah, we have our homes, we can make our ibadah, not necessarily to the masjid. But there are certain people who only function properly when the masjid is open. There are certain people who they find it hard on themselves to keep going. They need the masjid to be open, they need to be ijtimai amal for them to function. And all of a sudden, this has now become to an abrupt end. I met one of our musallis, one place I went to. Normally, Allah forgive us, but people would say that he's an ordinary person. Wallahi, his brother was crying. Wallahi, he was crying. Ordinary person. Many times we won't even maybe turn our attention towards him. Ordinary person. Wallahi, he is crying. He's crying. And he's saying that he can't function any longer. He doesn't feel right about it. First time in so many years, he's not getting the opportunity to read Tarawih. There was a Tarawih taking place next to his house, but he went 1-2 days there, then the people there at the house got worried that now the protocol is there, so we might get in trouble, so they called off the Tarawih as well. He's crying. And like this, many, many people we have met who are crying. So it's a very, very sad thing and a very, very worrying thing. So all of us have to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. The only thing that will get us out of this is tawbah, my dear, is a real determination, a real repentance, a real determination moving forward not to commit evil. And turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, make real dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala opens our masajid. I will honestly say it is in my opinion that whatever means we can do within the legal structure of the country, whatever means, even if it be that some people have some legal powers getting together, I feel also that maybe people are trying on an individual basis. You know, one attorney, one lawyer is sending his letter to that. But we should see if we have some the power, the ability, maybe rally together. Get the people together and get the Muslims together, even the non-Muslims together. Even we don't agree with the shirk that takes place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for our calm to get done, our work to get done, we have to now become, think in the lines of Hazrat Madni rahmatullahi, in the lines of Hazrat Sheikh ul Hind rahmatullahi, who in India fought against the British, how they worked with other faiths, other people. They worked with the Muslims as well, the Uthmani Khilafah, they worked with them as well to see how they can overthrow the British. So if us, any one of us here maybe have some pull and know some people, see how we can get together. And together as one voice, how we can object to all that's happening around us. But of course, our first place we turn to, and the main place we turn to, is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us understanding, inshallah. Allah save us from his final azab. The impending azab, Allah Ta'ala save us from it. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, very, very soon, Allah Ta'ala open up our masajid, open up our madaris, open up our marakis, our makatib, all these works of deen. And Allah Ta'ala, after everything opens up, inshallah, let us show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how serious we are about all of this, how seriously we take all of this. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah.